You're on your way to Chisos Basin, traveling on a road that was built by the Civilian Conservation Corps between 1934 and 1942. Imagine this. They used only picks, shovels, rakes, and a dump truck. Prepare to be fascinated with the transition you'll experience as this remarkable road ascends nearly 2,000 feet above the desert floor. You've been traveling through the Chihuahuan Desert and a steady diet of creosote, yucca, and agave. Now, as you head up what's known as Green Gulch, watch for the emergence of oak, juniper, and pinyon pine. In the upper reaches of Chisos, you'll even find ponderosa pine, Douglas fir, and bigleaf maple. The Chisos Mountains are volcanic in origin. Their material formed during periods of eruptions between 17 and 38 million years ago. Rising magma did not always reach the surface, but would spread and form solid masses of erosion-resistant igneous rock when it cooled. In between eruptive cycles, erosion would strip away the overlying layers, exposing colorful volcanic rock like that you see in front of you. The mountains are mainly composed of rhyolite, an igneous rock rich in quartz. The taller peaks may have been volcanic vents that spewed gases, rocks, ash, and lava in violent eruptions. Then, stresses along the west coast of North America stretched the Earth's crust as far east as Big Bend. This caused massive blocks of rock, including the Chisos Mountains, to drop downward by faulting. This so-called sunken rock was later breached by further volcanic activity. Add in millions more years of erosion, and you get the Chisos Mountains,